ओम शांति। आई थिंक इट मस्ट बी फ्यू इयर्स नाउ देन बाबा इंट्रोड्यूस टू अस दिस कॉन्सेप्ट विथ अंडरस्टैंडिंग दैट व्हाई वी नीड टू हैव गुड विशेस फॉर एवरीवन। Because when it comes to good wishes, first it's happening is your thoughts are good thoughts. Your thoughts are pure thoughts. Your thoughts are thoughts of love. Your thoughts are thoughts of compassion, kindness. So what is happening is that your own inner richness, your own quality of thoughts, your own vibrations are becoming very, very pure. Because when we say we need to have clean heart and a clear intellect, so when we say that clean heart means that we are not holding anything against anyone, or even when there is attachment, because most of the thoughts are driven towards the souls with whom we have conflicts or difficulties, or those who criticize or opposes us. But also there is lot of pull, lot of wasteful thoughts also for the souls on whom we depend, or there is attachment. So it is both ways, whether it's attachment, expectations, and so there are a lot of wasteful thoughts. And on the other side, there are conflicts, and you know, some souls, they always seems to be more challenging to us. And we know that at confluence age, we have very lovely spiritual relationship. We are souls. As souls, we are brothers. Then adopted by Baba through Brahma, Baba, we are brothers and sisters. So we are one family. And we all practice soul consciousness. We all keep aim to be in remembrance of Baba. But still there are a lot of karmas. From 63 births, we all played so many different roles in 63 births, and we are the souls who were together birth after birth. And as in those births there was body consciousness, and as Baba said this morning, that when there is body consciousness, then there are all other vices also come. And because of those vices, our actions and interactions and our relationship based on those interactions were various, in the sense of they were good, but they were also some influenced by the vices. And even those good actions had also some attachment, some expectations, you know. It's not that we were just selfless and every action we did was altruistic. No, it's not that way. So both kind of some bondages gets created within these two ages of Copper Age and Iron Age. So when we meet here, in many different ways, like we as Baba's children are together, then there are some souls who come in contact, then there are some souls who will just look at you, there might be some souls they just listen to you somewhere. So the responses and the reactions are different. Some will immediately say, oh, I do appreciate. And some might say, no, I don't really like this person. And you might think, well, what have I done? I'm so nice and I'm so kind. Or sometimes there is any major conflict and you say, but this, you know, where is the cause? I didn't really, you know, created this, and that's not what my desire, from where it's coming. You know, Baba calls it clash of sanskars. And we know that because with that soul, we have some karmic accounts from the past. So one of the most important aspects to settle those karmic accounts. Now, we might say that that person is doing something to me. Right? I am not doing anything which is wrong, but I am suffering of what that person is doing to me. That means I am involved somewhere. Isn't it? That's why should I be suffering? Why should I have wasteful thoughts? That means even that person is doing, but my karmas, I am part of that whole scene. That's why my feelings, my sensitivity is also of pain and of sorrow. So that means it's on both sides. No? We cannot just blame one person. We can say, you are the cause. But then I might be the cause too. If I am not the cause, but maybe what I am receiving from there. So first Baba wants us to be at confluence age, free from sorrow. Now Baba had said that don't give sorrow, but also don't take sorrow. So good people intentionally would never like to cause sorrow to anyone. But good people can take a lot of sorrow. Because you say, oh, I had been so nice with this person, and that person changed mind. And then it causes pain, it causes hurt, because it had been so loving, it had been so friendly. So why suddenly this happened? So then Baba says, don't take sorrow. So if I have not to give sorrow, which I think we all keep aim, that sometimes sanskars are strong, that we are not aware what is causing sorrow to other person. But we are very much aware when I receive sorrow, I take sorrow. So instead of at that time having wasteful thoughts, why this one has to do like this to me? Why this one doesn't change? You know, like my all thoughts are going toward that soul in a negative way. So when I have negative thoughts towards the soul, the best way at that time to say, I have some karmic accounts with that soul. I want to settle those karmic accounts in a pleasant way. Plus I want to create good relationships also for future. Because there are two aspects always in relationship. One is what is past, so I have to settle that. And other is, I have to create. Because with the same soul, I will be playing part for a long time. So if I have to play that part, that I want that mutual understanding, I want that trust, I want that friendship. So when I have good wishes, that's where good wishes come in. Yesterday, I forgot, somebody said, can you all stop giving good wishes to this soul? Because this soul has done enough damage to the family. And so I said, I don't think we can stop it. Because as soon as we stop it, that soul not only, as Adi Janaki says, will return to the negative world and world of vices, but also it could cause more damage. You know, because as Baba said, there are some, they get upset and then they go and then they, you know, form small groups and they continuously hold that how we didn't treat well or we were not kind enough or we were not sympathetic when soul was going through something. So I think when we have good wishes, then, and we should never, never at any point say, I was mentioning that how important it is to have good wishes for the soul forever. You know, never give up, because sometimes you say, well, this one doesn't stop hurting me or doesn't stop saying things against me, doesn't change, so maybe I should just give up. Because when there are karmic accounts, the souls will still chase you. In thoughts or shadows, or you will think of them. So as soon as you think, just have good wishes. So this way, my thoughts change. So I am not suffering. So I am at least comfortable that I have good wishes. And also definitely, when you have good wishes, that soul is receiving something which he might not be aware, but maybe still feeling that there is sympathy, there is openness, there is willingness, you know, and it's like keeping your doors open. Even other person has closed the door of the heart, but let my door of the heart stay open so that I am willing again to mend that relationship and again to have that friendly relationship. So first is to make myself free from wasteful thoughts. Second is make myself free from suffering, any kind of pain and sorrow. And thirdly, as I said, it's very, very important because I have to live with that soul. Anyone in the world who is enemy or who is jealous of you or who always wants to kind of do something, is, you know, those subtle karmas, they keep coming back. So I have to just protect myself by saying, I have lots of love for you. And same works when there is attachment. You know, in attachment also, you have to keep thinking that that one is a soul. It's the attachment is because of the body consciousness. So anytime those attractions and thoughts of attachment, they pull you. It's like, you know, some families when they lose family member. We are in Gyan, so we understand. But there are some souls they don't understand, or they're not aware, so they are very unhappy. So many times they come to the center, and I always tell them, they say, how can you not think about that soul? Because when you live together 40 years, 50 years, you like here too, you know, we will remember Didi Manmohini, we will remember Chandramani Dadi, but we won't remember because of attachment, but because what they were and inspirations we receive. So I always advise them that whenever thoughts come, change that thought and say, that one also was a soul, that one also is my, you know, soul as we are brothers. And also say that I love you as a soul. That means change the consciousness. Changing consciousness is very, very important. Instead of denying, because sometimes they deny that, no, no, it's okay, I'm okay, but you are holding, you know, a lot of people, there is a tradition in India, especially when somebody leaves body, it's everywhere people cry, but here they have tradition to cry a lot. If you are not crying, there are some people professionally make you cry. You know, they will make like these kinds of things, you know, so that you cry. So one time I asked people that why you have professional people to make people cry when somebody dies. They say because if they hold the sorrow, they will suffer. So if they cry for a few hours, they won't hold anything. So they feel that psychologically it's good that you expressed whatever there was, pain or missing or all that. So it's over. We can handle the things by having this good practice of thinking that that one was the soul and was connected to Baba, have taken rebirth. So we have many, many positive thoughts, but others do not have. So I never tell them that don't think of that soul. I always say, think of that one as a soul. Think of that one as child of God. So what will happen that whenever that soul is thinking of you, but from your side, because you are thinking of that one as a soul, and God's child, that soul's intellect, at that time, like soul will have very good experience. So that's another important aspect is that when you have good wishes for the souls, they will have some beautiful experiences. Because as soon as, so what good wishes actually does, settling of karmic accounts is one thing, but second is, as I said, creating good relationship. But also something which is very, very important is creating atmosphere. Because this question came up that we want to have extra meditation for Dadiji. No, Dadiji is a yogi soul for 70 years. You think her soul needs... because she is not even aware of sorrow, she doesn't have pain. But those who are around and all of us, so one soul's situation or scene of drama involves all of us. Isn't it? Because we love her and then we say, oh, is she suffering? We don't want her to leave. Then we say, oh, maybe her body is not well, maybe now she should leave. No, we have so many thoughts and we kind of start imagining different things. But I had this realization a few years ago when one soul was physically suffering a lot. And so everyone was saying, we won't say for Dadi, look at what kind of karma this must have done. You know, I heard, and after a few minutes I say, what kind of karmas you all have done that you keep seeing this soul suffering day after day, month after month, plus you all have to serve that soul. They wanted that soul to leave, but he will not leave. Very old, very fragile. So everyone has to, you know, day and night, take care or have nurse, spend money. So I said, why don't you think it's your karmas also? Because all those who are involved, it's a collective karmas, no? Why should we just think that one who is going through that pain and sorrow? But you are seeing that pain, sorrow, you have to spend a lot of time, you have to spend a lot of money. So that also involves karmas, no? And when I told them, there was such a big change in them. So instead of this saying, look at her, she's suffering, they said, can we all collectively settle? Can we collectively change the situation? Can we collectively, so good wishes is creating a collective consciousness. So what we are actually doing when we are meditating for Dadi is not is for the soul, but the atmosphere which we are creating. That's why Baba told them that some of you I know went and as they don't allow many visitors, but when I came in, I came via Bombay because I wanted to see her. They allow you a few minutes to go in. Because she is still in, and you know, I see also, Baba had said in one Murli, I think Murli one before, that the room next was a little room where there's always somebody who is sitting. Nurses are inside. And because it's not a day, it's almost a month now, so they sit, they chat. They have all kinds of, not worldly conversations, but different topics. So that's why Baba said, no, you're in that room, you always should have constantly meditation or silence so that the atmosphere, the vibrations which are we creating, I think becomes very, very... it seems like I give you example that there was a Brahmin and also had some Laukik relationships. So when it comes to that, like when you are so keen to make that soul continue in the body, so the best doctors you get, best medicines you get, best food you get, everything best you can do. But if soul is really going towards a wet stage, soul is not expecting all that. What soul is expecting? You take that soul into silence, love of Baba. When that soul left body, before leaving, he said to his family, even some of them were Brahmins, that you didn't do what I wanted you to do. Because they all the time said, oh, you didn't take medicine, oh, you didn't have food. But nobody went and said, let's have, you know, good yoga, let's constantly play some music, or chat about knowledge and, you know, then it's many, many years ago. And then I realized that what that soul needs at that time is that kind of atmosphere where there's lightness, there is God's love, there is good wishes, cheerful faces. But if you go and you have very sympathetic face, now soul is already, you know, even not in pain, but not in a good physical situation. So what actually happens is that when you have good wishes, then you create a very beautiful atmosphere where which Brahma Baba was able to command. You know, Brahma Baba, even with Dadi Janki, you must have noticed, like, when she goes in few hours of silence, nobody can go and, Dadi, please have this. I know I have spent some nights and days when she used to be not too well. Slowly you have to sit and meditate, you have to sit and be available, because she is going into her own deep tapasya, she is going into deep, even we are seeing physically and want to be available, she needs physical help. But it's like her journey, soul is going into her journey and moving forward, and at that time what soul needs is not just doctors, not just medicine, not just, you know. That, I think, is something very, the lesson I learnt after that, when the soul had to say that you all could have done something more for me. So I asked what, and said, I was expecting more those kinds of vibrations where it will help me on my spiritual journey. Because we are looking at, like, we have to take care, so we are very much into, not in body consciousness, but out of love, out of duty. But what soul is expecting at that time is actually very powerful vibrations, very beautiful vibrations, loveful vibrations. So I just want to say that it's not we are doing anything for Dadi, but because she is the one who sustained the yajna. When Muni was talking to me last night, and she was kind of very happy, and I was thinking that even her body is not well, but her soul, the presence at confluence age for this yajna, sustenance of yajna, her presence must be needed. You know, it's not she wants to be here, or she would want to be here. I mean, she is such a yogi soul, in one thought she can just say, I'm leaving body, goodbye, what it takes. But she is not saying it. We ask, Dadi, you okay? So I always say she is not struggling, but not she is giving up, but she is kind of very connected with yajna. So her power of purity, her power of yoga, her power of love is still sustaining yajna. You just imagine, it's a very, very big yajna. Not only what is Shantivan, Pandavavan, Gansarovar, but just imagine that thousands of centers, family. So these powers from these souls are really what nurtures us, which are not visible, but there is always this Dadi is still here. You know, so her part to sustain the yajna is still there. So what at this time, we all those who are part of the yajna had been sustained and are being sustained, what can we offer at this time? Is love of Baba for her. So when we sit in meditation and we say we have to send good wishes for her, I mean, I don't really feel that way, but what I do is I just stay very deeply in Baba's love, Baba's light, Baba's might. So Baba's love, light and might, those rays should just reach that soul. So that it's like I'm supporting that soul on that soul's journey, whatever. And souls, not only journey, but soul's part also. You know, so if we see that way, it's like what I am offering, I am becoming part of what I have received from her. And at this time I say, Dadi, we have love for you. And we appreciate you. So it's a very collectively, worldwide, when we all sit in yoga for Dadi. We have one person, and it's actually Sri Gayatri's father. So he had one open heart surgery, then he had second one. We call him Uncle Steve. And so when he was going for second one, so we were many of them, us and Dadi Janki came. So we were meditating and he smiled and joked. So somebody said, Uncle, how much yoga power you need? He said, I don't know if you all need or I need, because I won't know when I am in surgery. as you are the ones who will be sitting here for hours. So he said in a very light way, but I start thinking it's true, that that soul will be unconscious, will go through surgery, and it will take a day or two by the time that soul will. So he jokingly said, he said, oh, maybe we all need yoga. You know, and it's true, because if we think that way, so that's one thing I just wanted to explain why we do it. Because we are sharing, it's like we are all on journey, right? So if you are here, like you go to Baba's Rock, and you find that somebody has just reached the peak on the top, and you look up and you say, oh, you are there, continue. You reach, it's okay, we will follow you. Now these are good wishes, no? Or you say, no, no, wait, we are still coming. How come you go so fast? Why are you there? No. Say, oh, you made it. You are really winner. Oh, go ahead, continue. So we are all together on spiritual journey. Our good wishes can change into many, many qualities. Like our courage, our sympathy, our support, our love is expressed through good wishes. If I have love for someone, I will have good wishes. You know, and when I stay in Baba's remembrance, that what I am sharing actually, that power and the vibrations. So it's not that she needs it, but we all collectively need it, so that we create that kind of very powerful vibrations, which are, I think, very, very important for the yajna. Because assumptions and thinking, why, what's happening, shouldn't be like this, should be like this, why, all these are wasteful thoughts, no? It's not our thoughts. Rather, at that time, instead of trying to analyze the situation, some say, why? So after so many years of yoga, you mean this will also happen to me? Or, oh, that is also go through that. Oh, that means when I become more senior, I will also have to go through that. Some get so panicky and say, oh, maybe I should start fixing my body from now. But this morning Baba said, you can fix it. But what is most needed is power of yoga, you know. And, you know, there is nothing like settling also for her. Because surprisingly there is no pain. She doesn't suffer physically. It's not a good scene, but she's not saying anything like, you know, why, how long, will it be like this? And I know that if it comes to me and I see something, I said, can we discontinue? Can you stop it? You know, like you kind of. And she's very, very comfortable, very much. Whether she is in the room in Shantivan or whether she is there. I mean, just imagine, that means her, she has practiced, as Dadi Janaki said, bodiless stage to an extent that nothing really is bothering her. So every senior yogi, when they leave body, they leave a lesson for us, that what should be our state of mind, what should be. And then of course, you know, soul definitely is in lap of Baba and is remembrance of Baba. Baba and Yajna. So that's why Baba gave us this advice in one of the Murli, that what we need to do is to be a detached observer. Because our heaviness there or anywhere, our heaviness is not supporting soul's journey. But our lightness and joining in whatever the scenario is, whatever is happening, if I am part of that, then I am kind of saying, okay, Dadi, we are together, we all are on journey with you. So, not to create that heaviness or questions and doubts and unnecessary thoughts, rather we say, no, my love, what I receive from Baba, light and might, I just want to share. You know, that's what I have to share with, and always remember that where she is at on this journey, and we want her to just, whatever her part is, one side, but all, whatever little part of journey she still has to accomplish. So we all are together with her. And that togetherness, you know, when soul is leaving, when soul needs that whole family is with me, I think it's a very, very beautiful feeling, and especially the vibrations. So now when it comes to another aspects of good wishes, the magic of good wishes, one is of course, as I said, you know, these different steps, that when there are good wishes, as I said, it changes into many qualities. Some soul gets disheartened. But if I notice the weakness and sanskar of that soul and say, oh, you're suffering, you have this heart because you have this sanskar, why should I, what that soul needs at that time is some words of encouragement. So when I have good wishes, I will say to that soul, which will help soul to move forward, to take another step. But if I do not have good wishes, then I look at and say, oh, this one is going through because of this. So what am I doing? What help I am giving to that soul? Or we find that sometimes somebody is spiritually tired on journey. So my good wishes and support at that time, I think many of you might have this experience, that someone definitely, you always felt that you were supported when there was time of difficulties and challenges. And that is something which stays with the soul so much. Like before, oh, this one got Maya now. So I kind of discarding mentally by saying, you are under influence of Maya. But I notice that yes, there is some influence. So I give lot of good wishes so that you can be protected. Whatever you're going through the good wishes, it becomes easier. And that is most needed for us to do for each other. So that we never condemn anyone through our thoughts by saying, look, this one did this. But at that time, so some say, oh, you're supporting that soul. I learned from Dadiji, one time someone really made a big mistake. So Dadiji said, and he was in Gyan for many, many years, you know, but sometimes some influence comes. And she said to me, that I intentionally giving so much love to this soul, first because then that soul should forget that mistake and should experience forgiveness from me, so that there is no distance, that soul shouldn't go far from me. Because then from where this soul will experience love? Because when you notice someone's mistake, then that person doesn't come in front of you, or kind of there is that resistance. But if you just, you know, you didn't notice and say, but that soul at that time needs lot of love so that that soul can come out of that situation. You understand? So magic of good wishes really works in this way. But some think, oh, maybe now this one is influenced by this one. But that you have to be definitely careful, in the sense of, they say that you want to rescue someone falling in the well and you're not strong enough, and next thing you find that you're going also. And that we definitely have to be careful, because sometimes good wishes and sympathy can influence me to the extent that I go into, that influence takes me into that person's company more, and I lose my stage or spirituality or faith. That definitely we have to be careful. But if you have constantly good wishes, I think that it works as a magic. And many, many souls, not only they will have realizations, but they will stay within the yajna. They will still stay close to yajna. Because that's very, very important. And all of us, there will always be some thing or other which we are either settling, or, you know, some difficulty come. some conflict come, all for all of us. But if I do not care for you at the time you need, then what's the relationship? So in true spiritual relationship, good wishes really is a kind of strength, support and sympathy. And I think that we should never, never look at anyone, as it is said, be judgmental. What is this one like? Why this one is doing this? Because that soul, Dari Janki was saying day before yesterday, that at that time, the intellect of that soul who is doing something wrong is rajoguni, or is tamoguni, is not satoguni. So she was saying, like somebody asked Dari, how can you just take criticism, or how can you take negativity? And she said, it doesn't bother, because I know at that time, that soul's intellect is rajoguni, is tamoguni, is not satoguni. So it's acting under that influence, but I have to be satoguni. And as satoguni, what I am supposed to do, I should continue to do. And that is loving drishti. One thing we should always remember that, you know, which some of the souls also comment on us, that why BKs are able to constantly give, whether it's giving love or whether giving toli or whether, you know, we have this sanskar of always giving. They say because they're not giving what they have, but they're giving what they're receiving from God. And it was a very interesting comment. A lot of people say that why they can keep smiling, how can they be like this, how can they be like always rich, like they always have it. Even when they come to know, we might just have basic. But because of our giving, some people think, oh, they have a lot, that's why they keep giving. But actually what it is inside, so they say that they receive from God and give love. So again, remember that it's not just my love, but Baba loves you. You are God's child. And because you are God's child, I must love you too. You know, when God will say, no, I hate this soul, so then I can say. But He never does. He is ocean of love. There is no word like we are saying, God didn't like this one, or God doesn't love this one. We never, never hear. And we are children of God. So this way that you do not even giving personally anything to anyone. You know, some say, what should we do? Keep that soul in the mind when we're doing mantra service, or when I give good wishes, what should I do? Should I keep that soul in front? No, you don't have to. You have to be with Baba. And when you are with Baba, then through you, those vibrations, blessings, good wishes, you know, people, whatever they come for, their wishes are fulfilled. But all that is happening is coming through remembrance of Baba. So then you do not even take personal credits by saying, oh, my good wishes did work. I always say, no, Baba did work. It could be me, it could be you, it could be anyone, but Baba did work. Baba heard the call of that soul and responded through me. You know, that's what Baba will, how Baba will respond. You are in trouble, somebody suddenly appears and start helping you. Say, thanks, Baba. And then we will say, thank you. You know, so always feeling that I am receiving from Baba and I am giving to others what Baba is giving me. So again, this doesn't happen that I did it, right? When I did it, then again you don't know what subtle bondage can emerge and that soul can be after you all the time and become your devotee. What are you going to do? And they all have to be Baba's children, no? Means, of course, they will have love for you, respect for you, appreciation for you. That's all right, because we become the instruments of Baba. But always, always remember. So that's why you don't have to immerse that soul at that time. Like this morning, just remember Baba. Be merged in Baba's love so that what I am receiving, and that's why I always say, you don't give love. You become a being of love. So when you're a being of love, there is natural feelings of love from you. It's not I say, I gave love to this one, I gave love to this one. How do I give love? But you should be being of that quality. And when you are being of that quality, when others meet you, they say, this one is very loving soul, this one is very kind soul. So you're not, first you become being. And when you are being, it's very, very natural for everyone to feel. But then little actions which are token of expressing that love in the fine kindness, in the form of compassion, in the form of forgiveness, because love has to be expressed in the form of care. For little things sometimes, when people need something, very little of help. It's like their hearts open. And they realize that, yes, this is what compassion is, this is what kindness is. And I think that we Brahmins have not to be all the time scared by saying, why don't do it, because there might be attachment. I'm not sure it's karmas. I don't know it's like that. It's only these thoughts come if it's between you and me. But all this risk is not involved if Baba is between you and me. So good wishes in remembrance of Baba, and receiving and then sharing. Receiving and sharing. So also, not only in my consciousness, others will also say, oh, Baba did work through you. Baba did provide this through you. You know. So directly also, if you immerse the souls, one time, I know when this subject of Mansa Seva came, we used to sit and talk a lot. So one time Dari Gulzar, Dari, we all were sitting and they said, we should never try to immerse a soul in front of, because your yoga is with that soul. So just to conclude, I give you example that when somebody was very, very sick, young person, and she knew Baba, but family was in Gyan. So she was not getting well. So they asked me to come and I said, okay, I will go to another city. So I took flight and went. And they were talking about funeral. I said, my soul is still in the body. Why are you all talking about preparing for funeral? Because they were concerned. They were not from that country. And I said, no, you will get enough help. Don't worry. And then, because they were saying we had been meditating and nothing is helping. So I went in and some or other, it was like when I went, there was none from her husband's side because he was Christian. So she prayed and then I went in and I was looking at that soul, was in coma as in Baba's remembrance, and talking to her as a soul. And then I, just through thoughts I'm communicating, and then I left in the room. So we all were sitting and then also we had sent message to Dari Gulzar. Then after about 2 hours, the nurse came running and said, oh, she opened eye, who is around, can you come? And they all had gone to cafe for lunch and I don't eat, so I told them, I'm fine, I will have fruits right here. So I went in and she opened eyes for about 20 minutes. Nobody came, so I asked her, where is pain, this, and I just put little hand on her chest. She was a very young girl. And some or other, she started recovering, you know, and so the message was that the family's meditation was not working because of attachment. Because it's my granddaughter, my daughter, or my wife, or my this. So power. But why, when Dari communicated, I was there, it started working because we were looking at the soul. So we should always remember that if there is little bit attachment, the power is not going to work. Soul is not going able to, you're not able to give to the soul. Then again it's through karmas you are trying to do it. But actually when you are detached and just communicate with soul in remembrance of Baba, and you see the magic. So whether it comes to situations, whether it comes to relationships, anything, like Baba says, like 9/11 situation happened. Same morning I landed, I was in Malaysia, Kuala Lumpur, and I had direct flight from there. And when I landed, I got in the car and the first tower was hit. They didn't know it's terrorist act. And second, so I couldn't go to New York from airport, means to the area where center is. So whole day we had to spend time somewhere. And so, what were we doing? If we say directly good wishes to soul, there are so many wandering souls, 3,000 left worrying. So what you communicating with wandering souls or souls who left world? No, you connect with Baba. And when you connect with Baba and you are sending all good wishes, so the environment which happens and all that is something very, very beautiful. So I think that there is magic, whether it's for self-transformation, whether it's transformation of relationships, or whether it comes to transformation of situations and wherever help is needed. I think the solution really, the best method is to have pure feelings and good wishes, but remember that they should be from Baba's remembrance, so that there is no direct giving and taking, but it's coming from Baba. So it works not only good wishes, but people won't say, I want your good wishes, they say, we want your blessings. So they become blessings for the souls. And we all experiment and experience how many magical moments come in the life where you do feel that, yes, this is what I have to do continuously to be in Baba's remembrance and have pure feelings and good wishes for each one, not only Brahmin family, but everyone in the world. Someone was a very, very bad person and died suddenly or was killed. I was in Brazil at the airport. People said, what do you have? I said, at this time when I looked at newspaper, first thing I did is send good wishes. I said, to that person who was so bad? I said, nobody is bad. That soul did it, had to play that part. Jokingly someone said, it's better I didn't have to play part of Ravan, you know. So at least one who is playing have good wishes for that one. Because that soul didn't have choice, you know. For bad person, you shouldn't think that's a bad person, because that's the part that soul is playing. But what should I send as good wishes and pure feelings are very important. So now I think it must be clear what are we doing for Dari or for anyone is to create a collective atmosphere, that level of consciousness where, you know, we all are like together on journey. This will be the feeling, that a soul is on journey, we are with her together in journey. It's not we helping her to get well or we doing so that she comes back. No, all that Baba and drama, we will just observe it, how it happens. But what is most needed at this time is our love, light and might to be shared with Dari. So, I know Dari Janki will join us very soon. Whenever we speak about something, we reflect together. It's also very, very powerful then to sit into that kind of experience and see how I am connecting, and then from there how I am. Then naturally from the being, sharing those qualities. Om Shanti.